Welcome to the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, and we're on board Motor Yacht Unbridled. And I've got Angie here, and I've got Ron on my right, Angie on the left, and I'm about to get stuck. And we're going to get a cocktail of good things, vitamin B's a lot, and I'm going to let Ron talk about it. I'm going to let Angie put the needle in my arm, and we're going to just really kind of dive deep into the benefits holistically of why you would do something like this to yourself. Full disclosure, I'm not a big guy about getting stuck, but it happens occasionally. But let's do this. And while she's doing my left arm, why don't you talk in my right ear and tell our audience kind of what this is all about.
Sure. I'm Ron. I'm the CEO of Yacht Medical International. And one of our services that we love to do is IV nutrition therapy, which is what you're about to get. We just did the crew on board, which they all love this kind of stuff. It's great for rehydration. It's great to get your vitamins and minerals this way. People always ask, is this a great hangover cure? It can be. We'd rather you be healthy enough that you don't need the hangover cure, sure.
Right.
But we do it for that as well. But it's an excellent way to get those vitamins and minerals directly into the bloodstream, bypassing the stomach, which is kind of nice. So that way, This is really getting you a good punch.
Right.
And one of the things you might experience, and we always mention, is when we're putting these IV nutrients into your body, you might taste them. And
really?
It kind of freaks people out a little bit, because you have to remember it's in the vascular system.
Right. The gums, which goes through your oral.
Yeah. So you might, I always say, if you've remember the smell of Fred Flintstone vitamins? As kids, you could smell those.
Right,
I'm showing my age here.
Yeah. And I'm with you.
And that's what you taste.
Right.
And it freaks people out sometimes. It's like, Why do I taste it? Well, no, that's actually very, very normal.
Okay.
People feel
Big poke, okay?
Sorry. All right, go do it.
And most people do feel a little uplift in their step afterwards, whether that is from the actual fluids, whether that's from the vitamins and minerals, hard to say.
Right.
But still, you're getting a nice benefit from that, which is nice. You're getting
didn't
that
even
loop.
Feel that.
Okay.
So
she's a great snack. She really is.
Awesome. Thanks, Angie.
You're welcome.
So full disclosure, I changed my morning routine a number of months ago. I do about 4.5 miles walk with my dog every morning.
Wow. That's great.
I have a cup of coffee in the morning. I actually fast until about 11 o'clock. So right now we are working on really only about to have my second cup of coffee, but I found that very, I don't know, I get energy from not eating first thing in the morning, which sounds weird, but it really does.
It can keep you going. I do it once in a while myself. I'll do a fast in the morning until about 11 or 12, but I do have coffee as well.
Yeah.
So I'm right there.
That's my one addiction.
You got to have your coffee.
Yeah. Now, Angie, you want my arm up on the table, or do you want it?
We can rest it right here. It's perfectly fine.
All right. Cool. Okay, so we've got the vein accessed.
So now what we're putting in is a 0.5 liter of normal saline.
And can we turn that down a little bit?
Yes, I'm trying to find the iPad.
Oh, there we go. So, okay, cool. So let's talk about what I'm about to. I see the drip going. I don't know if it's going to show up on the camera very well, but that's all right. There's a bag of fluid up there, and let's talk about what's in that bag.
So in that bag, we've got vitamin B12.
Okay.
We have B complex, which is 5 different B vitamins. And sorry for the background noise, guys. Hopefully you can hear me. And we also have ascorbic acid, which is your vitamin C.
Right.
There's an amino acid blend, branched chain amino acids we put in there for muscle building and muscle health. And also a mineral blend. And the mineral blend has magnesium, copper, selenium, and zinc.
Okay. Can you want to explain some of the benefits of these?
Sure. So the B vitamins, the whole host of B vitamins help with metabolic function. They help with fat burning. They help with muscle building. Some people are actually low on B vitamins. It's actually a very good idea if, on your annual checkup for getting your labs done. Let's just see what get a vitamin panel done. See what your B12 is.
Right.
See also everything. See what your iron levels are. We really push this primarily for crew health. We want the crew to be healthy. That's kind of our mission. If you want to talk about it for us, for the mission of our company, it's almost in a strange way. Like, well, we sell medical kits and we do the telemedicine service. And in a sense, it's like, well, you would think that we want people to be sick because that would keep us in business. But the idea is, no, we really want people to be healthy.
Yeah.
The healthier you are, just the more optimal you're going to be.
Yeah.
And the other part, so the other things in the bag, let's say the amino acids, branched chain amino acids, great for muscle building.
Right, right.
The mineral blend, it's amazing because zinc has been known to enhance ascorbic acid and vice versa. So putting them both in together, they work really, really well together. We always recommend if you're taking vitamins, you should be taking a vitamin C and a zinc.
Right.
And also vitamin D.
Right.
Those are the three. I mean, that's the trifecta of vitamins as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
There's a whole host of others out there as well.
And I understand, for instance, people talk about getting in the sun and getting vitamin D the natural way, which is good, I guess. But however you get these vitamins, they depend on each other to become effective,
sure.
as I understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be hard to get the amount of vitamins that you need naturally through the foods we eat. It's impossible. If you see pictures of foods, like fruits and vegetables from 50 years ago compared to now, what a difference in the actual shape, the size, the color of those things compared to what they are now.
Yep.
So you can tell that they're just not, and even going organic is kind of tough.
We're being fed junk.
Yes.
I have gone down that rabbit hole. Yeah. I'm a complete believer that we've let big pharma, we've let the agricultural industry take things over, and the food that we're being fed, the nutrition that we are experiencing is nothing like what it was when I was growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
I lived in upstate New York. We were on a apple orchard, and
wow.
we had fields of beans and sprouts and I remember going out picking rhubarb in the morning. It was all fresh stuff.
And, yeah.
And that was just natural, and it was plentiful. And you see the stuff in the grocery stores now, and you have to have a PhD in understanding the codes and all the little stickers they put on stuff.
If you can't pronounce it, you really probably shouldn't be eating it.
No. I have a 5-ingredient rule for me myself personally.
Oh, nice. Okay.
If there's more than 5 ingredients on the label, it's processed. I don't want to touch it.
Good rule.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've made it this far. This many laps around the sun, and I attribute a lot of that to trying to be smart about the nutrition I take in. So this is cool. I'm going to look forward to going through a whole week. My schedule is so busy. I've got events that'll take me through midnight tonight.
Good that you're doing this.
Yeah, I'll be at the ISS, the Design Awards and Leadership Award Gala tonight.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'll be at the Sea Keepers Founders Dinner, and that'll go late.
Nice.
So I've got early mornings. I've got a dog I got to walk first thing in the morning. I got to get from Weston over here and get on the boat and podcasts lined up, and it's just a go, 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 go. So I came on board this morning, and I saw this group of crew around this table, and I said, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah. Interesting to walk into something like that, right?
It really is. Yeah. It really is. So we're on the boat to talk about the charter experience and why this boat's a very special boat for a charter experience. And what we're doing right now is kind of like insight. You talked about taking care of the crew. I talk about in my podcasts the what I call the sacred trinity of our industry, and that is owners, crew, and asset. And when we talk about crew, we really, really want to talk about how crew are culturally taken care of, physically taken care of, how their needs are met, that we understand what's happening on board the boat, and we create the best environment possible. Because, it's been said so many times, you can have a spectacular boat, but if you've got a mediocre crew, you're going to have a mediocre experience. And
yeah,
flip that, you can have a mediocre boat, but if you got a great crew,
that's a healthy, great crew,
yeah. You can have a fantastic experience. And that's what I see on board Unbridled with Captain Liam and all his crew. And so what I'd like you to talk about is your company, Yacht Medical International. You guys are partners in it?
She's my chief medical officer.
Chief medical officer, all right.
Yeah. So I oversee a lot of the training that the crew does on board. I would give Captain Liam total credit because he's in the forefront for it, right? So he's all about training the crew to make sure that they're there to provide care. If something were to arise on board with a crew member or a guest, we got a call from him yesterday saying, hey, my crew's been working hard. getting the teak done, can we get some IV nutrition for them so that they are ready for the boat show, which is great to see you do something like that. Yeah, of course. You don't see it often. Yeah,
right.
It's nice when you have a captain that advocates for crew health like that. That's tremendous. That is not a, I mean, we're really lucky with the clients that we have. They take their health and safety really seriously, as we do. I mean, this is what we do. And it's really nice. It's a nice thing to have.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. What else can you tell me about the business?
So we do provide the medical kits on board. So all your MCA compliant, no matter the size of the vessel, we can curate a medical kit to their needs.
Right.
What makes us uniquely different than some of our competitors is our telemedicine service, right?
Right,
so like Ron previously enforced, we are preventative, right? So any question that the crew has, you're able to contact a doctor 24/7, 7 days a week. Whether they're on board the boat or whether they are on holiday, they have access to that number and they can reach out. Obviously, it covers the guests while on board, while on charter.
Yeah.
There's always a doctor on standby to handle any medical emergency with the kit that they have provided by us on board. We also then do the training. So crews typically do two trainings a year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously get kind of like the fundamentals of CPR, stop the bleed, some invasive procedures, the ABCs, right?
Yeah.
Some of our crew members are trained on how to start IVs if that were to arise on board. So, you know, we want to instill the confidence that they can show up for the guests.
That's important, particularly when you understand these boats go to sea. You're oftentimes hours or even days away from intervent.
The locations are really, there's something.
I mean, yeah.
They're beautiful locations that they go to, but you get into what are the resources available in these locations, they're minimal at best. And
mm-hmm.
you really have to rely upon your training, the resources that you have on board, also the resources that you have on shore, which would typically be us.
Right. Well, I know this boat has a diving program. The mm-hmm. captain's an avid diver. It's something that those that know Rick know that that's my world as well.
Nice. Okay.
Now, they don't do the aggressive kind of diving I do, but nonetheless, when you do a lot of diving every day, the risk of DCS, decompression sickness, typically type 1 with the kind of shallow diving that you'd be doing off a boat like this, is still there. And so you want to have hydration, fluids,
oxygen.
And oxygen. You need oxygen kits and know how to administer oxygen, because that's really the first aid and sometimes the only aid necessary. You know, if you've got somebody coming out of the water not feeling good with a little bit of the niggles or, you know, whatever that might be. And, you know, something that not as often thought about is it's more often the crew than the guests that have that, because the crew are working. They're having to basically herd cattle underwater.
Yes.
They're swimming around a lot. They're doing repetitive dives every day if it's an active charter. And you need to pay attention to the crew doing these dives. Sometimes they're going down to check the anchor. Sometimes they're working on the bottom of the boat to clean it up or fix something.
Too.
Or it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So having some fundamental understanding about that type of first aid, I think, is also pretty important.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have a DCS assessment form that we also can provide to our clients as well, especially if there's heavy diving on board. It can be a scary thing. I've seen decompression sickness. It can be a tricky thing to manage as well.
Yes, I've seen it up close and personal several times. I've seen type 1 and type 2.
Okay.
And you know, when you have somebody that's going into paralysis or, you know, going into cardiac arrest, it's real deal. So
we typically have, I mean, I think at least one or two fatalities a year here in South Florida, all the way down from here down to the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
And we always hear about it from a dive boat.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
it's, you know, sometimes we talk about it and some of the stuff we do, it's like a sports injury. You do it enough, you do it a lot, you're going to potentially get hurt sometime. Oftentimes, though, it's just people that don't do it at all, or they do it very rarely, and they're obese, and they're not in physical good condition. They don't respect how much stress that puts on your body when you're loading all. It's usually the equipment coming on you
heavy,
or coming out of the water
gear,
with all the equipment on. Right, exactly.
It feels great
underwater.
You're
lifting weights.
Yeah, it feels so good underwater until you get in your, especially if you're in a beach dive or something, or just getting out of the boat, you're like, whoa.
Exactly.
Pulling
true.
Pulling yourself up that ladder.
Yeah. So during the boat show, Yacht Medical International, are you going to be walking around, or
so
what's your plan? Where are we going to find you guys?
We are at Booth 17. We've partnered with Savvy Maritime Academy, and they
all right.
handle a lot of the crew training for stewardess training and deck coursing.
Yep.
And we provide the medical portion of that training as well for them.
Good
so
stuff.
It's a great partnership for us. Yeah.
Yeah, so been in the facility. They got that. They've got that the docking simulator there, which is kind of cool.
Yep. We're located in the same building.
All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, booth 17, and we'll be walking the show. We're going to be offering free B12 shots or injections to any crew member that wants to stop by the booth.
Wow! Wow!
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to put
now B17. Is that here in BMR? Is that over the convention center? Or where
we're
are
over
you?
Here in BMR. Main entrance.
Main entrance. Yeah. All right.
Booth 17.
Fantastic. That's good. So I'm not tasting anything yet, other than coffee.
You're actually almost done.
We're done. Oh, so okay. You know, how about that? So great. This was easy. It was more or less painless.
That's what we want to hear. And to hear that. Sure.
You know, we look forward to now having renewed energy to go into the rest of the day and you know, have a great Port Lauderdale
tackle the boat
show,
my friend.
Absolutely.
Get it head on. Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Well, Ron, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. This was great. We're
absolutely.
Really happy to do this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the good stick in
thank
the
you.
Conversation. Nice. And we will, we're going to go into a incredible time here.
Here we are.
Yeah. All right. And until the next time, I'm out of here.
See you then.